Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems, too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and, of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable, too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
This episode is brought to you by Undeniably Dairy. Did you know some cows might be snacking on seaweed? Dairy farmers are researching potential nutritional changes to their cow's diet to help reduce methane emissions. Additional research and innovation are helping them save water and spend less energy on every glass of milk. To learn more about what dairy farmers are doing to make their farms more sustainable, visit usdairy.com.
Hello and welcome back to Skim. I'm Scott.
And I'm Kim.
We're back, you guys. It's only been 2 weeks or something.
Or something.
Something like that. Might have been three. I don't know.
It's been a wacky fall.
I feel like we say this a lot, but that's because it really has been wacky. It's been wacky since summer, I think. You know?
Yeah.
There's a lot going on. We got a new baby. We were here after she was born. We did a show then. Mm-hmm. And Phoebe's doing great. She's what, 2 weeks, three weeks
yesterday.
Old
yesterday.
So mm-hmm. I think that means we're 2 weeks behind on the show because that's about the time we did a thing. Anyway, so there's that. You got your, the 3-year-old ain't going anywhere. He's still busybody.
He's extremely busy and so much fun right now.
Kim did a Nana day with him.
Yeah,
the other day.
I think we're going to try to at least once a week do a Nana day when she just needs a little bit of self-care, stay at home, take a nap when the baby does.
What do you do? What do you like to do on Nana Day? What happened?
Well, this first one, we went grocery shopping.
Yeah.
He really likes that, actually.
Does he? That's a weird thing to be into.
He loves it. Well, it's just fun, and he gets to pick out all the fruits he likes and all that stuff. And then we hung out here, and we drew, and we painted, and we just did,
just fun stuff
together.
Yeah. He's pretty easygoing, that boy.
Yeah. He's really fun.
Always happy to just be hanging out doing something cool. And he really likes drawing right now, which I'm into. He also likes drawing ABC, those three letters.
Yeah.
Yeah, which I don't know what that means. Does that mean
he's just very interested in writing letters right now?
That's good.
And numbers.
That's good, right?
Yeah.
Because he's about to turn four and, maybe he'll start,
age.
Mm-hmm. Start writing stuff and whatever. They're going to do some kind of digital online thing for him. For kindergarten, I guess.
No, for preschool.
Oh, it is. Sorry, preschool is what I meant.
Yeah. Kindergarten, they go to school. We'll see what happens by then if she's confident that it's a good thing for
them. Yeah, it depends, I guess. It's weird when they're this young because you're not quite sure what's best for them. But they're going to do some kind of online curriculum thing that they do for preschoolers. And that's interesting to me just because I want to see how that pans out.
Well, he gets enough social with his friends. So he has a lot of friends that either are going over there or they meet up and do stuff.
Yeah. Like they Milo.
In a few weeks, but
he's got this little friend named Milo. He's an adorable little dude. Yeah. Weighs about half of what Van does. Scrappy little guy.
He's about a year younger.
Yeah.
And they're just like best buds.
Yeah. They hook up every time and they're super stoked and they love hanging out. So
speaking of best buds though, every time I take him somewhere, he says hi.
I know the way he says
everybody
hi.
Everybody in the store.
It's not
everybody.
Even like hi. It's like hi.
Hi.
Like that. Like,
and so, when we took him on the hike a couple weeks ago, he said that to everyone we passed, hi, and said, hi, friend, to all the little kids. And then at the store, he does the same thing. So it's really fun He's extremely excited to meet people.
But aren't you sad that one day that'll be shattered and he'll realize that, you know, people are sometimes butts and he doesn't want to say hi to them?
I still say hi to people that I don't know.
That's true, you do.
I say good morning to most of the people on the hike.
Yeah.
And I will be honest with you, most people didn't say hello back.
Yep.
Unless they were, a lot of the women said it.
Yeah.
But the guys, not necessarily. It was just kind of an interesting.
It's weird. I feel like it's thing. People are a little bit less willing to put that out there now.
Mm-hmm.
Because for whatever reason, the pandemic.
For whatever reason, everyone's changed a little.
They made him poopy, you know?
But I don't think he will change that much.
No.
He just really gets into talking to people like, hey, how's it going? And he says, hi, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm. Yep. He wants to know what your day's about, what you're up to. That's his deal.
It's pretty great.
I do love that about him. So there's that. And then you got Carter leaving Tuesday.
In five short days, Carter will go to Iceland.
The day after the day after Halloween. Mm-hmm. Spooky. She gets up, she gets on a plane, she flies to the land of the transparent white people.
It's Day of the Dead, by the way, November 1st.
Day of the Dead. Oh, is it?
Wait. Dia de los Muertos.
I thought it doesn't line up with, this shows what I know. I thought it lined up with Halloween.
No, it's the day after Halloween.
I had no idea. But
so she's super excited.
Yeah, she's going.
Very prepared, but still feels nervous and that she isn't prepared. I'm like, you are. You got everything going on.
Iceland for two whole months doing a art, what's it
residency.
Called? Residency. And she'll be painting and drawing and creating the entire time. Hopefully meeting
all of Iceland.
Meeting some nice northern boys.
Northern.
Well, they're, you know,
Nordic?
Scandinavian, Nordic sort of
that's true.
Thing up there. Viking men. Big, strong
She's
Vikings.
She's going to kill you.
I don't know that it'll happen, but I just kind of hope. I don't know. I hope she meets some nice people up there.
She should.
She should, yeah. And she's also got some pretty good meetings lined up with some game devs in that country.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a listener to thank for that whose name I don't know. Do you know his name?
Yes, but does he want us giving out his name?
I don't know. We'll say it's Bjorn or something because they're all named Bjorn over there.
Oh my gosh. His first name is Christopher.
Christopher, got it. That's a very common name. We have a lot He's of awesome. Those here. Anyway, so she's being well taken care of in that regard. I'm a little nervous, if I'm honest. Just,
well,
I don't know.
Well, because you're sending your daughter to another, not you're not sending her, but she's going off to another country and you haven't been there and you don't know how it's going to go. And I think you always feel that way, no matter how old your kids get.
How long in the air are they? Do we know? It's like 10 hours,
she
12.
She has a layover, one layover, and then it's like, so she has a 2-hour flight and then a layover for 2 hours and then a 7-hour flight.
Okay, so seven. So roughly.
So it's like 11 hours.
It's like 11 hours of flight.
Yeah.
So no big deal there. That's not that big a deal. What I didn't know is the entire country of Iceland could fit
inside the state of Utah.
Inside the state of Utah where I live.
We figured that out the other day and that was a weird.
That's bonkers.
Thought.
Isn't that true of a lot of European stuff?
Yes,
though?
Yes.
It's like, oh, Britain would
But you don't
fit
think of an entire
Walmart
country as the size of a state. Like it's, I don't know why you don't, but you don't.
Yeah, for me and you driving to Lehigh would be like, which is not far from, you know, it's like 45 minutes down the road. It's like people like over there driving minutes. To France or something. It's like, oh, you want to go to Germany this afternoon? Like, I realize it's not quite that, but it's still, that's intense to me how much smaller that stuff is. Because in history and in like my imagination, these are enormous places mm-hmm. with just as far as the eye can see. Well, that's still true, but you know.
It is still true.
Huge
but,
and humongous.
Yeah.
But they're not as big as you think. All right. So all of those translucent human beings that live in Iceland, they could all fit in a Walmart. Anyway, so that's going on. And I don't know. We have some holiday plans.
Yeah.
That are kind of quiet, to be honest. Which I'm stoked about.
They're
personally.
They're kind of quiet, and I'm very excited because I love to make food for the holidays.
Yep, and we're empty nesters again.
And it's
again
more
for
fun
2 months.
When you can make them a little bit smaller.
Yeah, gatherings. That's true.
You can actually do a lot more. Yeah. With that,
we'll do stuff with Nick and his girlfriend and Dylan and Taylor and the babies and stuff. But you know, it's not going to get too crazy beyond that. We're not doing big, giant family bashes with the extended family.
We'll see them for the holidays, but I think we'll make it smaller get-togethers.
Which I don't know. I'm all for that.
Yeah.
Just feel like it's now it's the generation shift has happened. It's now our time to build out our version of that.
Yes.
Right? Instead of trying to hang in there forever on the on the big crowd of 80 people, the goal now is to say, no, we got our own little microcosm here. Let's build that out.
Yep.
And I feel like everybody feels that way, but they don't always say they feel that way.
Yeah, know? There's some of that.
Some of that holding back.
It's harder people. Whenever you have people that are empty nesters going, I want to see everybody. And you're like, I just want to see my people.
Yeah, I just want to see who I want to see.
The people I created.
I want to see my offspring. Oh, I posted your photo of you in high school today. Did I tell you?
You did?
Yeah, let me show you this. Gosh. Sorry, I was just thinking about this. It's on Twitter.
What are you doing?
Let me pull it up so you can see what I did. So Kim, back in her high school days, she's, here she is.
Oh my gosh.
What are you on there?
I don't know. It was some little ride. I don't know where I was even.
At like a carnival or something?
It looks like it.
And the internet's really slow for some reason.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, you're riding on some kind of Ferris wheel. Look, it even calls it a Ferris wheel. But
when you and I were dating and we went to like the Galleria?
I don't think so.
I think it might be.
Really?
Yeah.
So you'd have been what, 18 here?
18, 19.
18, 19? Weird. Anyway. Look at you.
That looks like a place like that. I don't know where I am in that one.
I don't know if they had this in there. This is too weird for the Galleria. It's
pretty, really? Because in the kids part, it looks like that's what I'm saying.
I just don't know why you're there. Yeah. Like, why are we there? If I'm there and I took this photo, why? What are we doing?
I don't know.
And this back here, now I need to know. What's this flag? Yeah. That's a French flag or something.
Or is that the side of a video game machine? Looks like a video game cabinet.
Is it?
It might be. I don't know.
No, it's a flag. See,
that could very well be at the mall in Biloxi, Mississippi, for all I know.
Look how tan you are.
Over 30 years ago.
Look how tan.
I look the same now. What are you talking about? Amount of tan.
That's true. You are. Anyway, so there's a lot of that going on, and we're excited about the holidays. We hope you guys are too. I wanted to talk about dogs for a second. All right.
Oh, what about the dogs?
Well, we have three.
Well, with Carter's, yes.
And they're insane.
But we are keeping Carter's while she's out of town.
Yeah, she's not taking a Weimaraner with her. She's going to stay here. She's a sweet dog, though. She'll be fine. Mm-hmm. She struggles with when to eat and when not to eat. She has kind of separation issues with Carter. So I think there's going to be a few days there.
Mm-hmm. When she goes to eat, she looks back like, where's my person?
Yeah, where's my person? She's
always... Should I be eating? Did she say I should be eating right now? Like, she just kind of looks at you. And then eventually she eats her food.
But
she's
really fine. Her breed is that. To be very loyal and she'll feel like something's wrong if she's not around. So, you know, maybe an adjustment for a few days. I don't know.
Probably.
But then there's Moira. Rainer's fine. She's just what she is. I've had her forever. Moira is the newer dog. She's not afraid of anything. She just wants to play, lick my ear till my head, my brain leaks out.
And she just looks around to see where I am. She wants to be
by you, but she's never depressed if you're not there. She's just a freak.
She's just really excited. When I am right. there.
And she has hypoallergenic hair. Am I saying that right? Yeah. The kind that won't give you the allergies or whatever. It's also like it doesn't shed.
Correct.
And it's kind
she
of awesome.
She doesn't shed. She gets haircuts. So you can, like, I'm excited, actually. I think I'm going to try putting ponytails in the top of her head.
Oh, my Lord. What are we doing?
She's really cute.
She's a mini Labradoodle.
She is a micro golden doodle.
Micro golden doodle. And here's the thing. People have said, wait, where'd you get that dog? Why'd you get that dog? I'm going to tell you today. And the reason I'm telling you is because some of you may be in the market and you might be getting a killer deal. So I just wanted to mention this today. Kim's sister, Sarah.
Which a lot of you have met at Nerdtacular if you were there.
She raises and breeds this particular dog. Or that's where we got her. Mm-hmm. And your brother got a couple of them. Mm-hmm. Other people we know, I guess. But then, you know, obviously a bunch of other strangers or whatever. They're highly sought after. These are dogs that normally go for anywhere between $3,000 and $6,000, depending on the market
because
and other
of the
stuff.
Micro. Yeah, because they stay. She's 10 pounds now.
Yeah.
At full grown.
She's as big as she's going to get.
Yeah.
And anyway, they're just great family dogs. They love kids. Well, they love everybody. They just want to.
They're just excited about life.
Everything's a party. No negativity in her life. You can spray her in the face. She thinks it's great. You can say, hey, Moira, I don't know. You can yell at her and she's like, yeah, whatever. they are who they are. They're trainable. Positive. They're very trainable and they're very smart, super smart. Anyway, I wanted to put it out there that Sarah's got a bunch of these and she's doing this deal right now, kind of a holiday deal.
Well, she's got a couple of the litter she has now. She has a new litter.
Oh, that's right. That just came
today. A couple litters next week. But this last litter she had, she has two available still.
Yep. Two available. And she's going as low as a 1,000?
About 1,500.
15, was it? I can't remember.
They're regular. They're normally 3,500.
Yeah.
But she has two that she needs to find homes for it. She had homes, but the people that were getting it were going out of town and are getting them.
Yeah.
And they are just bumped to the next litter.
So yeah, they're just moving to the next litter. Sure.
Which is pretty common, apparently, with people who breed them. They can move them around like that.
Some of you out there are going, breedings, that's horrible. They should get them in a shelter. No, we get it.
We have gotten all of our dogs.
All of our dogs have come from shelters except for Moira. She's the only one we didn't. I get that. But if you are out there and in the market for one of these dogs, this type of dog, then I highly recommend getting them from Sarah because a bunch of reasons. One, this price is insane. Two, and this is not like a paid ad, by the way. They're not like Sarah's not paying us to do this.
She wants to find good homes for these.
We want to find good homes
that are getting, I think they're 6 or 7 weeks old now.
Well, which is what I wanted to say because she's way focused on not just let's pump out litters and sell them. And who cares where they go? She's really concerned about where they end up. She's picky on her end about who they go to.
She does genetic testing, so she's really picky about which dogs she breeds together,
right?
What they're going to create, that kind of thing.
Sure. So she's super hardcore about that stuff. Takes wonderful care of them while they're puppies up through ready to be sold, and she just does this at her house. You know, it's not like some kind of dog farm or whatever. Anyway, if that sounds interesting to you, what's her thing on Instagram? Something golden doodle Utah.
It's Utah doodle bug.
There it is. Utah. I don't have the paper in front of me. Utah doodle bug on
Instagram.
And it doesn't, you don't have to live here to get them.
No, she does have access to travel.
Yeah.
It might cost a little more if you need to have them traveled to you.
Yeah. If you want her to bring them to you, which she does all that. She just did one last week.
Yeah. So it's, she has a flight nanny for the times she can't go, and then she delivers sometimes.
Yeah, delivers dogs all over the place. She took some to California last week. I think it was California, somewhere like that.
She was going to... No, next week I'm taking her to the airport when Carter goes because she's going to Alabama.
Alabama. Delivering dogs in Alabama. There you go. So anyway, they're really sweet. Super easy to housebreak.
Yeah, you can contact her right on Utah Doodlebug.
Yep, on Instagram. That's where you want to go. Utah Doodlebug. Check it out if you are so inclined. We love her. You'll love yours.
She's fun.
Yep. Let's get to some emails.
Okay.
Skimshow@gmail.com is where this went. You know what I'm also doing now?
What you doing now?
I'm going to play a little thing for it here. We're doing texts now.
Nice. I like it.
Now, I didn't ask for any for this show, so we don't have any yet. But I'm going to put the word out there right now and say, if you'd like to text us a question, thought, or comment, whatever you want, you can do so freely and easily by sending it to this number, 801-471-0462. That, again, is 801-471-0462, or as I like to say, 04-GOB, G-O-B. It was the best I could do. That's all I had. 0-GOB. Anyway, 801-471-0462. Please send your texts in and we'll read them on the next show. This week, it's all emails. And we got one from Jeff, our old pal, Jeff Sire in Crafton, Ontario, Canada.
Really quick before you read that, that's Job on Arrested Development. That's how he spells his name.
Yeah, Job. No.
Job.
Yeah, but not with a G. Is it with a G?
That's why it's so funny. I always call him Gob.
Oh, right. No, you're right. Okay,
so keep going on the email.
It's been too long since I've watched those seasons. I love it. Jeff says, hey, Scott and Cam, just a note on Scooby Dad's email from British TV. He included Murdoch Mysteries in his list of favorite British TV shows. Have you seen that one? I can't remember.
I have seen some.
Some of those. Murdoch Mysteries is, in fact, a Canadian show. The exteriors are filmed in Cobourg, Ontario, which is about 10K away from where I live. It's close enough that I have kayaked from Grafton to Cobourg on Lake Ontario.
Oh, so it's all very connected. Cool.
So it's a very picturesque little town. As a weird side note, Elton John may still have a place in Cobourg since his husband's mother used to live there. However, I believe she's passed away, so I don't know if they still come. I've never seen it, or I've never seen him, but most Cobourg residents I've met have some story about seeing that couple around town.
Very cool.
Jeff Sire. Oh, that's awesome, Jeff. Also, that sounds amazing, that lake, or that stretch there.
I swam in Lake Ontario when I was there, when I was 14.
Well, really?
Mm-hmm.
What would to what end? What was the point of that?
Just to jump in.
Just to be there?
Because we were in Canada, and it was the first time I was out of the country.
Was it cold?
It was cold, yeah. Yes.
Oh, that reminds me.
I have a picture of that, too.
Yeah? You really do?
We won't post that one, though.
No. Is that the moment you're in your swimsuit doing the pose? Yeah. Oh, I love that shot. That was the one where I was like, hubba hubba, I'm marrying that girl.
Whatever.
I did like it. I'm not going to lie. Anyway, kayaking. I didn't know you still did that, Jeff. That's cool. He's a man's man, Jeff is.
It's pretty awesome.
I'm just a
man. I like kayaking, but it's on our little lake over here.
That is fun to do.
It's not fast or rough.
Can you do that in the winter or right now time? Or is that all closed
up? If you
up?
Had your own.
Oh, but you can't. They don't rent them anymore. Or not right. rent, but have can't the
thing. Borrow them right now. It's just like the summer Memorial Day to Labor Day kind of thing.
We should buy some and then go over there.
You want to carry it over there?
Nope.
I don't either.
I don't. Here's an email from Cappy. Cappy says, Scott, when I heard that sample of the Love Boat instrumental that we played here on the show, it instantly reminded me of the background music from the N64 game Pilot Wings. After checking a few Pilot Wings tracks on YouTube, it's not exactly the same, but it feels like they could have been inspired by the Love Boat. Food question. Has Kim ever made pickled garlic?
No, I haven't.
He says, if not, you should try it. I made it a while back to be used as a condiment to put in sauces, hummus, and the like, but I ended up eating most of it straight from the jar.
Wow.
It's not nearly That's awesome. He says, it's not nearly as strong or as bitter as raw garlic, and it tastes great. I'm really glad y'all had a good cruise. The wife and I are doing Caribbean next Thanksgiving, or this Thanksgiving.
For Thanksgiving, nice.
Cappy, that's awesome, and I don't know what I would expect out of pickled garlic.
Pickled garlic would be really good.
You want to try it?
Because I think the pickling would take away all that bitterness that you think of eating raw garlic.
Well, it does that to a lot of things, the pickle, yeah. So why not?
I'm going to try it.
Well, let's all eat it.
All right.
I'll put that in my mouth.
I'll make it.
Okay. I'm in. Thanks, Cappy. Great idea. There's probably a recipe or something we should look at,
I can find one.
You just brine
pickle it?
It
just like the carrots and the... I've done carrots, radishes, daikon.
Somebody told me the fastest way to pickle anything is to use one of those vacuum pressure cooker things that can take all the air out of it.
I have a vacuum. Mm-hmm.
And I forget what they said.
So if you vacuum it and put it in
a
sous vide,
yeah,
it would totally do the whole thing faster.
Same idea, right?
Yeah.
Very all right. Well, we'll figure it out. I love garlic in any form, although it's stinky.
Well, it's all right though.
Kim says, Bruce, AKA Kerwin, you have no idea how much I was relieved to hear you say you went to places on your holidays, vacation in America, he says, and didn't take photos. I have a huge bugbear with people not taking the time to enjoy their lives anymore because they're too busy trying to record it. Keep living in the moment. Also, Scott, I am that Kerwin that is now 3-0 in stumping you in Guess My Game.
Ooh.
That's amazing.
I really had more fun on this trip because I didn't even have my phone with me. It was really fun to not think about, I have to make sure I get a picture of this food because we had beautiful, lovely food.
But wouldn't you be sad if we didn't have anything from the
It was
the
just you and I. We know we went.
Yeah, that's true.
You're old and have dementia, I might be wishing I had. Like, do you remember? Do you remember, Scott? And he'll go, what? Who are you?
Who are you? I'm your wife. No, you're
but
not.
But other than that, I totally enjoyed it.
Can we talk about that for a second? I'm a little nervous that in my 80s, 90s, whatever I reach, that I will be that guy with like dementia or, you know, cognitive memory loss, whatever. I'm worried that I'm going to be one of the really cranky, pissy ones. Because you see all kinds.
Because you're so happy now?
No, I think it's because here's my theory. I base this on no medical knowledge or science at all. I don't know if this is true, but I happen to follow a bunch of people on TikTok who are chronicling the later years of their parent or grandparent that are going through the throes of Alzheimer's of some form or another. And some of them, the sweetest, kindest, they don't know what's going on, but it's fine. Do you know who I am? No, I think I love you though. Like sweet, right?
Yep.
Then there are some that during their lives were very kind-hearted, very sweet people, but now they're just cranky. They cuss like sailors. They say terrible things to each other. And I have a theory. If you've
got to get it out somewhere.
Well, In this month alone, I've watched like 7 horror movies. That stuff's got to come out somewhere. And I'm worried that it will come out when I'm having all of that. So you'll walk in and go, are we ready?
You'll become a serial killer? Is that what you're saying?
You'll say, are you ready for your sponge bath? And I'll go, cut the head off and throw it in the car. And, you know, like I'll just start spouting off things that I'd seen and tucked away in the back of my head.
That'll be really funny.
I don't want to be that.
I'll record it. Don't you worry.
I don't want to be cranky.
I'll pull out my phone for that.
I want to be nice when I'm losing
you
it.
Will be. You're a nice person. I think you're not holding back right now all the time. You're talking to people all the time.
Yeah, but when your brain's going and you have no control over what it's going to say or do.
Right, but what I mean is you're not holding back now. You're talking all the time.
Yeah.
And getting all the stuff out and talking about it.
Yeah. You're right.
And so I feel like.
You're right. Maybe that's the trick. Don't hold it in.
Yeah.
Things that, you know.
We're pretty honest around here anyway. And we're always talking and we're always telling each other how we really feel about something.
Yeah.
And I think that's what I'm talking about.
Like you wouldn't be able to tell, but Kim came to the show today a little grumpy.
I was grumpy.
But look at you now.
Here I am.
Not grumpy at all. Here's one. Thank you, Kerwin. And I hope you keep beating me at Guess My Game. Ross wrote in. You know, he dresses for less. Weird that. I'm actually doing the exact same thing this lovely Sunday morning. I'm not sure what he means. Oh, we're talking about blackberry picking.
Oh.
That's what it was. Because you did a bunch of that at your dad's.
I did.
My initial plan is homemade blackberry wine, but I think you can use the pulp afterwards to make the jams. Kim mentioned that she's making jams and jelly. Fancy sharing a recipe? Love and hugs, Ross. What do you say to Ross?
I can totally do that. I feel bad if this was a while back and he's already done with them. But I get a lot of my recipes just from Pinterest. I find the ones that I feel like are going to work the best for me.
What if this is Ross from Friends, the actor? What's his name? I can't think of his name. Joe Murkatroyd. I don't know his name.
See, this stuff that you're getting out right now, it's the stuff you would say with dementia, I think.
Yeah, probably.
You've already got it out.
Maybe I already have it. Just haven't been clinically diagnosed. But anyway, Ross, nice. So is that a thing you can say just here, or do you have to write whatever you did down?
You'd have to write it down. But like I said, I'm not using any specific recipe. I go and find the ones I want. So if you go on Pinterest, there's like, here's a sugar-free version. Here's a pectin-free version. Here's a this, this, and this.
Yeah.
I go with the one that I want to make, which usually I try to do less pectin or less sugar in mine.
And pectin is it's the goo that holds the thing together.
It's made from fruit, usually from apples, and it's dried. And it makes it, it's like a thickening so that it turns into a good jelly.
Kind of a gelatin type.
So if you don't have any pectin in something, it's going to be a syrup, not a jelly.
Oh.
So it thickens it as it cooks.
I got it. Because you want to put that on like a piece of bread. You don't want syrupy bread.
Yeah. I mean, unless you're making pancakes. Yeah.
That's a good point. All right, Ross, you're in good hands. Good luck with all your berry needs. Okay.
That's awesome. Blackberry wine sounds great.
Does it?
That sounds like a great use of the blackberries.
But don't you have to let it sit in a cellar for months and years and then go get it? No? Can you hurry that up?
I mean, you can do it a year later. It doesn't have to be years and years.
Well, can you? Is there anything like with pickling, you know how we can hurry that process up?
I don't know. That's a good question.
The fridge brine or whatever that stuff's
called? I've never
made
any, so I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. It does sound, you know what sounds really good? Just straight blackberry juice. That sounds great.
It would be really pretty bitter.
Oh, it'd be tart. But
it'd be more like pomegranate, where you're like, woo, that's tart.
I do like that, though. Aren't those antioxidants or whatever?
Yes, they have them.
Aren't they miracle cures?
No, they're not.
Not established by the FDA. Anyway, I was looking for... Oh, that reminds me. Today, I was looking for some legitimate appetite suppressants you can get over the counter. And I talked to a couple of our doctor friends, and they're both like, yeah, that stuff's bullcrap.
You don't need to be doing that.
Well, I need to do something because I'm hungry all the time.
Yes, but you just need to eat better and fill up on the healthier things.
Dr. Tolbert tells me that lots of protein has the effect of making you less hungry all the time. Mm-hmm. So what I need to do is just load up on turkey?
Tryptophan.
Tryptophan. Chicken. Beef.
You just need to have square meals.
Beef.
And the problem here has been in the last 4 to 6 weeks has been a little bit of a shit show at our house.
That
we've
is true.
A lot going on, and we've done a lot more DoorDash.
And I've done more worrying than I've usually done. I think stress is adding to my
stress
appetite.
Stress is not helping. So I think that once next week we get her on a plane, she gets there, we hear that she's there on Wednesday, and we'll be a lot less.
I will feel so much better when she's on the ground and doing whatever cool thing she gets to do.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm worried. She's an adult now. She can handle
this. It's like the last thing in the steps of everything going on lately.
Yeah. And then some other... I'm waiting for... I feel like another shoe of some sort is about to drop. And I don't know what. I'm worried about my mom. She's 84.
I worry about my sister who's...
Your sister's dealing with stage 4 cancer, and she's on chemo again.
Yeah.
You got your other sister had to do her deposition today for the case we talked about a few episodes back. That took a long time, I thought.
I mean, it's only been a month.
The wheels of justice roll slowly.
Yes.
But she had to do her deposition. I don't even know how that went. I hope it went okay. It can't be easy to have to relive that night and describe everything. Mm-hmm. But it's just a lot, man.
Just a lot going on.
And I know there are way more people having a lot worse problems.
Yes,
okay, I know
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
I know it, but
for our little family, I feel like a lot has happened in the last month.
It's a very compressed amount of things.
Yes. And usually it kind of gets a little more spread out, but...
We're like we're like garlic in a sous vide air sucker deal.
Can't think of vacuum.
It's not called an air sucker deal. What do I know? All right, foodie this week.
I have been making all of Carter's favorite things this week.
Yeah,
because she's going to be gone for the holidays.
She loves crab legs. We had those.
That was we usually have those on a holiday.
She likes ramen. We did that. She likes, what else? Indian food. We've done that at least twice.
Tonight we're making fish. It's tilapia.
Tilapia
fried
fish.
Tilapia.
I'm in on that.
I need to make another batch of jambalaya. She really loves that.
Jambalaya. I'm really cramming it in before she goes.
All of her favorite things.
Oh.
Because she won't be here for Thanksgiving or Christmas. And we usually do a lot of really good food around the holidays.
And we're not counting circus peanuts because those are bad
or,
for you.
Or gummy sharks.
Or gummy sharks. She really likes those. You guys know the gummy sharks? I wonder if anyone else knows what those are. The green gummy sharks? Are they
as
popular?
They're blue.
Are they blue?
Yes, they are.
Well,
you're
green.
Thinking gummy frogs.
Carter also has a bag of those someplace. She loves her gummy things, and that's fine. Let her do it while she's got the constitution for it.
And her salt and pepper sunflower seeds. She loves those too.
Yeah, she could eat
those. Which I don't know if she'll get those there either, so I'm betting not.
Yeah. It'd be great. It's the first thing she asked when she got there. Excuse me.
She's excited to go find weird food there.
Yeah. Like Stromenfisk or whatever it's called. The fish, the rotten fish in a can or whatever they eat over there.
Lutefisk.
I might be thinking of Sweden somewhere else. I'm lumping all the Scandinavians together. All right.
But she's excited to go find cool food. So I thought we'll do all of our family favorites while she's still here. And we're doing that all by Halloween. So
what if she walked up to her first Icelandic person?
Okay.
And she would know that because they'd be floating about 3 inches above the ground. And they have, you can see their heartbeat through their chest. You can see it through their skin. Right? So that's how you'd know. And you'd walk up and you'd say, excuse me, do you speak English? And they'd go, yeah, or whatever they'd say. And then you'd say, do you have salt and pepper
sunflower seeds
in a giant bag that I can go through in about 4 minutes? And they would, what would they say to her?
No.
No, no. They'd go full Bjork and just say no. You know, she's from there, Bjork.
Yeah.
We just watched her in The Northman.
Oh, so good.
She was that weird shaman lady.
So good.
That movie's a trip. Anyway, well, that's my recommendation to everybody is to have a kid, have them grow up, and still worry about them when they go do things. Okay?
And then make their favorite food.
Yeah. And then make their favorite food to somehow make everybody feel better about it, which it does. It's good. But we're kind of thick as thieves here. The three of us have been the three of us since the pandemic really got into swinging.
Yeah. And then she was my COVID buddy while you worked.
Yeah.
As much as you did.
So, and she's been here since then because she had that apartment, came home because A, COVID, B, her roommate sucked, C, the riot started.
Right by her apartment.
And she was like, I don't think it's going to work.
Get her out of there. Let's move back home.
It was also 400 million degrees in that place. She had no air conditioning. Anyway, so now to have her do this, I don't know. It just feels like sending her away again. I don't like it. No,
sir. She'll be great though. She's going to do great things.
Everyone else is doing great, though. The baby. Oh, I found out today. We were going through old stuff, old books and pictures and stuff. Found my birth info.
Your birth announcement. Yes.
I'm exactly the same weight as Phoebe.
As Phoebe was.
Was. on her first day.
And you were.
And I were. Oh, I haven't been that in a long time. And I was only an inch longer or taller, I guess.
Taller than
would
her.
Be longer. I mean, it is length until you can stand.
They're laying down. So, yeah.
It's length.
Yeah, you were 7 pounds, 20 inches.
Because you never say how tall is your bed. Inches. You say how long is your bed.
That's true.
So that the length of your body can fit on it, not the tall of your body. That's not even a word.
Nope, it's not.
Anyway, we will be back with more soon, and we are glad to be bringing you a show today. Let us know how you're doing, everybody out there. Hopefully you're having a good one. Share your thoughts and your feelings and any of these experiences. Ring a bell for you. Let us know. skimshow@gmail.com or send us those texts now at 801-471-0462. And in the meantime, if you like what we do here and you want to throw a little support our way, this is like a little bit of under the umbrella of the Frog Pants Patreon at patreon.com/frogpants. Big thanks to everybody who's over there already. And if you'd like to be, well, we'd certainly welcome you. Go check it out today at patreon.com/frogpants. Everything else is Skim wherever you get your podcasts or on the website, frogpants.com/skim. I think that's it. Anything else?
Thanks, guys.
Is that all you got, babe?
Thanks for listening.
That's all you got? That's it. That's all you want to say?
I got to go do some more laundry.
Okay. Well, we're going to go do laundry. You guys do what you got to do, and we'll see you next time.
See ya.
Ready for breakfast. Here's the table. Father, Bill, and Mabel.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.